Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs, B2B space, 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
My name is Anthony Fields. I'm a designer, and this is what I do. When you have an idea and you don't know how to get it done, I'm that guy you call and say, Anthony, I have an idea and I need to get it to market. And I help you get it to market. And I've done this for companies like Hilton, Barry Bonds, a whole bunch of companies. It's just like a big list. But I help them get their products to market and get it done.
Love it there. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing about working with businesses is that I get to work with the CEOs or founders just at the beginning when they have the idea. So then after, I can work with them and grow their business for them using my design tools to help them get there.
Awesome there. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. Your thoughts?
Yes. In the bigger size companies, yes. To get in front of them is a challenge. Because the thing is that they look at us as, us as designers, and we don't have business sense. But now with the advent of Apple using design as part of their business process, mm-hmm. we're being invited more to the table. So for myself, being invited to this table is great, because now we are using design as a business tool to help leverage the marketing and business processes that they have.
Perfect. I love that answer there. Question number four, what advice do you want to share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Oh, the advice I would love for small to medium-sized companies is to take advantage of the R&D tax credit. That's something that everybody fails to realize, is that we can use these tax credits. As long as you do development and design the processes, products that you can develop, even if you're improving something that you already have, you can actually get a tax credit for it. Now, when you work with us and we do work for you, you can actually use the work that we've done and apply it to your tax credits, right? Because then after it'd be part of your payroll information, your project list, project notes, all these kind of things that we do for you. You could actually use it to get it. Now, I still say talk to your accountant, right? Mm-hmm. Or your bookkeeper, whoever you're using, to get more detailed information. But that is still available for you to get it. So A, you pay out, and then after the government gives you back for doing design work here in the US of it.
Love it there. Love that idea there. So what are some steps if someone has to start doing some R&D in their company? What are some steps that people should do?
Okay, so what the three steps that I would recommend to do is one, start setting aside a small budget for yourself. So for your company, set aside a small budget so that you can actually start doing R&D. Two, you find a group of designers or people that's in your industry that you can work with on a regular basis, because you don't want to start jumping around with different design firms all the time, because right. You want somebody to know your business. And three, is take advantage of, like I said, the tax credits, right, of what they're doing. But when you take all these things into consideration, let's just take coronavirus as an example. Now that everybody is at home or doing, offsite, this would be a great time to engage with that budget that you have for R&D to start developing new products or even testing out ideas that you have, because we don't want to wait until last minute to come up with a new idea. You right. want to do it ahead of time.
Love it.
Those are kind of three things.
Perfect there. Let's get to question number four. What advice would you share with other question number five. You throw me off, Anthony. You throw me off a little bit.
It's okay.
Question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Oh, my gosh. Mike O'Donnell. He's out of Florida, out of Tampa. I've worked with him in previous companies, but he's more of a mentor. He's a VC, but he mentors a lot of up and coming entrepreneurs and helps them out. And I think that he has a a different vision of what's going on out there in the marketplace. And yes, he's just a great guy, and I think that his information that he gives will help out your audience a lot.
Perfect. I'll look him up when we're done here. Question number six, though. This is the most important question of the podcast, Anthony. I need you to focus on.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
Tell me about your first time. Your first sale.
Ooh, my first sale. I would like to focus more on what I'm going to sell, because that's past. What I'm going to sell today is that I'm preparing to start getting into augmented reality publishing. And I think this is a new field since everybody's off-site now. Mm-hmm. Being able to give people an immersive experience in their educational world, or even in museums or even companies, whatever they're doing, being able to give you a different experience using augmented reality, I think is going to be the next wave that's coming up within the next 6 months to a year. And that's where my next big sale is going to be. And I'm looking forward to doing that right now.
Most unique answer I've ever heard on that one. No one else has ever focused on the future. They've always talked about past experiences. So I love that there. So Anthony, you now have 2 minutes and 45 seconds left. Uh-huh. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather. Or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
So my question to you is this: talking to different CEOs and individuals, what seems to be their major problem that they're encountering?
I think the biggest major problem is getting through all the noise. Basically, if they want to get in front of a decision maker, how do you do that in an effective way that isn't just, hi, Anthony, would you like to buy my stuff?
Okay, so then after this gives me a good idea, because now this is telling me that I would have to help other CEOs tell a better story to cut through the noise.
Another option is showing them, say, hey, here's a way that you can lead with value first to get that one-on-one engagement.
Yes.
Both ways there, tell a better story and lead with value that isn't, would you like my free ebook? Because everyone knows that a free ebook means, do you want to get into my funnel?
Okay, got it. Okay, I could agree with that statement. For myself, one of the things that I usually do with startup companies, yes, they come to me for design all the time, mm-hmm. but then after I teach them about, just because you want me to design you a pretty user interface or a logo, it has to go more about the brand, and I show them what it means to have that brand, and I do not charge them for that because we're in discussions, but I actually enlighten them about more than just a pretty picture. It's like, this is where you want to go. And once I've given them something, right, they tend to come back usually and say, hey, can we work on this, what you told me about? And this way, then after we have this long-term relationship, I don't go through a lot of clients. I have a lot of returning clients, and we have these long relationships. That's awesome. What I really love the most.
Yeah. Perfect. Long relationships are amazing. You have 42 seconds left. Would you like some promo time?
Oh, yes. My new product that's out in the market is called Unbreakable. I've actually come up with a new way of using augmented reality to be used in museums, which is fully immersive that I've put out there. And I'm looking for an angel investor who sees the vision to work with. That's thank you very much for the 42 seconds.
Hey, not a problem. Making sure you have some promo time there. You pulled it off. 6 plus 9 minutes because the best no one.
This is great.
End. Your website, say it.
My website is phils.com, phils.com.
Already in the description.
And my social media is Anthony at Phils.
Anthony, we got to wrap it up, unfortunately. I apologize, but thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Okay, buddy. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.